8th of February in the morning, discussion with Nina, Jonathan, Sarah, Robert, Sukin, Elle, Lisa, Kate and Annika.
On the radio, the Anusa Tich, the 10, that you said the recollection of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, to have quiet, calm, but also insight. And you were explaining, then you see Dhamma in Dhamma for those who have usually sati, satipatthana. And I think it's a very good point, maybe if you can add something more to that, it would help many people who very much cling to samadhi and have the suttas that you have to have samadhi.
This is very, very useful, because you see that usually without understanding, ignorance and lopa try to get us in that trap by not knowing reality right now, to do something in order to get something, always with lobha and ignorance. No understanding of detachment, and the only way to be detached from realities right now is only panya, which arises with sammasati. So when one doesn't have the understanding of sammasati and mitchasati, usually the mitchasati is there because the lack of understanding of sammasati. So sammasati is a reality. Its function is to be directly aware of a characteristic right now. And we can see moments with sammasati and moments without sammasati. Usually there is the idea of something all the time as soon as a reality appears. Right now, see, unknowingly, the thinking follows instantly after seeing. So sammasati, after knowing that seeing is not thinking at all, again and again and again, it can condition the understanding of reality right now. Not mind about whether there is sati or no sati, or should I have it, or shall I have it now or then. But the moment of understanding sammasati is there, of a characteristic or of visible object which is now appearing. It's not away from visible object. But when it's not away with ignorance and attachment, the characteristic of visible object does not appear as a reality. Even now, there is seeing and thinking, or there can be seeing, and after that there is the ignorance or attachment. So this is different to realize that sammasati arises, so that is the understanding of reality right now. It need not to be visible object, any object. So natural. And so fast. So there is the beginning of understanding the natural sammasati, which falls or which doesn't go away from the characteristic which is now appearing. And who knows, panya begins to see the difference between moment with sati and moment without sati very naturally. Otherwise, the self is trying to do something just a little bit in order to know it, or to understand it. So one can see the lobha and the mitchaditi and the silapata paramasa. Otherwise, panya will just not be able to be aware directly of that characteristic, because we have heard about wrong view and sakayaditi many, many times. So where is it? If there is no panya, it's impossible to know that moment with wrong view and attachment. But when panya arises, it begins to see what is there in Tipitaka is the nature of reality. That's why everything which is now appearing as nothing at all becomes just a little bit clearer and clearer and deeper to the point or the moment of realizing the true nature of reality as element, no one there. So there must be the intellectual understanding so that it can develop to the moment of being aware directly. So no change, no expectation, but the understanding that even samasati is conditioned will gradually eradicate or eliminate the idea of self from all realities in one's life, all which appear.
So for Buddha Anusati, when you recollect the Buddha, how is the connection?
It does mean that we have to think. So it depends on right now. There can be moment of knowing that reality arises and appear to Panya from whom or from whose teaching. But no need to think that it's like a course of thinking that you have to begin and follow like that. But it depends on why there is samasati. Sometimes there is the idea of gratitude and think of the person who showed us the way so that there can be moment of awareness right now. Otherwise, in the circle of birth and death, we are in darkness, not knowing anything at all, because all realities arise and fall away in darkness.
Yes. Yeah.
Like now, citta cetasika arise and fall away in darkness.
And the recollection of death also at this moment?
Yeah. We cannot stop thinking. Mm-hmm. At moment of thinking about death, there can be understanding of thinking.
But if we have the idea that these are the recollections we should specially attend to in a day, it's wrong, because again it's self thinking of, now it's time for recollection of death, or this is a way to have more kusala, so that it's not.
But when we're reflecting on the teachings on Satipatthana and Vipassana, then that is a kind of dhammanusati anyway. So
it depends on citta at that moment.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it's kusala reflection. Right. On those things, then it's dhammanusati. So I'm just picking up on this because on Sarah's comment, we don't have to compartmentalize the things, but
if
helpful.
We do have, it's not right understanding.
It's not right understanding. Because we are naturally interested in understanding more about realities, dhammas. That is why we're all here. So there's a lot of dhammanusati in a day.
Anyway about the Buddha, or like yesterday we conditioned to reflect on death, but it's not specially attending to this topic.
Before entering this room, I paid homage to the Buddha image. That is dhammanusati. No need to think at all, because there's already thinking.
Yes.
Almost all the time.
What one has in mind at that moment, an appreciation of the value of the teachings.
And when one is truthful to study just for the sake of understanding, that is the true homage, paying respect.
Just going back to what Nina quoted at the beginning, I'm interested in the expression that she translated as a person who usually develops satipatthana, pumi pokati, charansati, which is from a Pali expression. Does this reference indicate someone in whom satipatthana is well developed and therefore it arises frequently? Or because the word pokati is there, is it meant to refer to the naturally arising nature of satipatthana, do you think?
Everything is naturally arising.
Everything is naturally arising.
But wrong understanding does not understand that way.
Right.
Even wrong view is naturally arising.
Mm-hmm. By conditions.
Or specially attending to the Buddha is naturally arising.
So Panya knows when it's developed. But when it's not developed, it's I and rules or suggestion.
Yes.
But actually, what is wrong is wrong, what is right is right. It depends on the understanding as they're considering to know correctly. So it's not I who knows, but it's the understanding which knows.
But we are so used to I who knows. That comes natural to us automatically, even if we don't think I know.
So it has to be such when Panya developed in order to let go the idea of I.
Seems to me that this is one reason why the listening is so important.
Very, very important.
If one habitually listens or is interested in listening and has the opportunity to do so, that can be a stimulus for useful reflection to arise. If one isn't able to listen, then there is the idea that one has to practice, because otherwise there's no source of developing more understanding.
No, people read, and then they say, in the suttas, is I have to practice. But the reading is listening too, but wrong. Wrong at the interpretation.
One has to hear Dhamma explained in a way that's appropriate for one's level of understanding. Just reading the suttas isn't going to
derive
a lot of meaning.
Four conditions to meet the right person who can explain it. And then listening, and then applying the mind, the manasikara, in the right way, yoniso, manasikara, and then the right practice according to the Dhamma.
We use the term practice for the Pali word patipatti. But it depends on whether who will understand that word in English, practice, and the Pali term patipatti. They're different.
It comes down again to what we were saying about the hindrances, and the only real hindrance is ignorance, because as soon as one has some idea of compartmentalizing or some topics suitable for reflection and some topics not suitable for reflection, it's like one is limiting the object of awareness at that moment.
It is wrong. It's not the understanding from the very beginning. Who can tell one's own habit without Panya?
And one's own accumulations as to what one reflects on. So someone may not reflect on the Buddha at all, or someone may reflect a lot on death or may not. But as soon as one makes any compartment or has any idea of this is what there should be reflection on in a day, then it shows no satipatthana at that moment.
So getting back to what you were saying at the beginning, I think you are emphasizing the importance of knowing the difference between moments with awareness and moments without
awareness. And that is right understanding. Right understanding of what is the path and what is not the path, leading to having more understanding of realities.
Is there such a thing as awareness without understanding the difference between moments of awareness?
Awareness arises with all types of kusala.
Of kusala, right.
Oh, we can use the word sati instead.
Yes.
Because it can be the misinterpretation of the word awareness.
Right. And we've said many times how we need to know what are the objects that awareness can be aware of. That is, dhammas and not concepts.
Like what?
Visible object. Seeing invisible object.
Whatever appears.
Whatever appears now has to be now.
There are only seven rupas which can appear. And what about the understanding of them as they are?
They appear the whole day long, and we should be familiar with them.
As no one, nothing. But right understanding is not there. So there is always something, and me or I.
So can we say, to begin with, know the seven rupas?
What else?
Well, I suppose it's everyone's natural inclination to want to know one's mental attributes, the attachment, the dosa, and to have less akusala.
So, is that the purpose? Not understanding, but want to have less?
Yeah.
It depends on understanding alone. Without understanding, don't think of having less of akusala. It's like your question yesterday about the body. Why one's own body? Because where is one's own body and where is the other's body? One's own body is always here, all the time, no matter where you go. And the first thing usually you think about is the body. Do you mind your citta now or the body now?
We pay a lot of attention to our body.
While there's no other body here to be experienced,
So it just shows the importance we pay to our body.
As yours,
right.
Or your body.
It doesn't mean it's limited to that, but that's what we...
But since it's there all the time, to be known.
Talking of mindfulness of the body, that is one of the subjects of samatha development mentioned among the 40, isn't it? Recollection of the parts of the body. And I was just reading in the Visuddhimagga that this particular recollection, it says, is never promulgated except after a Buddha's arising and is outside the province of any sectarians.
It's like going to school and there's lesson one for this grade and lesson two for the other grades. But actually, it's the understanding whether citta is calm, kusala at that moment, and what is the object which the citta is karma and karma.
I see.
But it's also for vipassana, to see it as dhatus, elements.
You mean body or
yes.
elements generally?
But when we talk about the body here,
So no room?
No.
There are realities and there are ignorance and attachment and sometimes sati and sometimes calm.
Right.
So no long moments of calm, but moments of calm, moments of vipassana, I think.
What do you mean?
So some people think they have to have a whole day of calm.
And how can they know that it's calm?
That's the trouble. That's the point.
Is there any advantage to having high levels of calm, assuming it's the right type? Assuming it's samadhi, genuine samadhi of...
For detachment or attachment?
For detachment from sense pleasures.
So must be panya.
But is that type of samadhi that was developed before the Buddha's time, is that useful to develop vipassana as well?
With understanding of vipassana, without understanding of vipassana.
Say someone has some understanding of what the right path is, would
so
it be...
So there must be detachment from everything, including samatha. Because it's very hard to become detached from what one used to cling to it. That's why even arupa vajra kusala is mitchaspatipatha.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Because it will condition rebirth again and again.
For the person who has developed that type of genuine samadhi,
without the understanding to become detached, there must be attachment all the time to such state of mind.
So they want that state of mind.
Otherwise,
that purity.
They don't know how to get rid of attachment perfectly, absolutely. They just want to be away from sensuous attachment only.
Yes. But it's better than nothing, so why not have it? And
as long as the attachment to sensuous object is not eradicated, there must be conditions for the arising of attachment again. So we can see the difference between suppressing akusla by sila and abstain from ill deeds by sila and suppressing akusla by samadhi, kusala. And to understand that as long as there are the latent tendencies of all akusala, it's impossible to have none, to get rid of them completely. That's why it needs another level of panya to see that there is only one way to develop the understanding of realities in order to go deep down to the root of all defilements. Otherwise, it's just like cutting or pruning the branch, and the root is there. So it depends on understanding, how much one understands the path, just to abstain or to suppress or to develop the right understanding, so that panya can understand realities in daily life as they are, so that there will be more detachment from
sort of path you're talking about. Is it necessary to try to suppress akusala at all?
At moment of having panya, can there be akusala of any level?
No.